you're feeling good, say yeah.
A guy named Stu McDonald has battled cancer twice. Once is bad enough, but two times. And the good news is both times he's kicked its butt.
Yes.
He's currently in remission and everything is gravy, but things got really good last week because he just hit the lottery for $4.6 million.
Are you serious?
Yep, almost $5 million. He and his wife, I guess, have a tradition. Every time he goes to buy a lottery ticket, she jokingly orders him to get the winning ticket. Well, guess what? She forgot this time to tell him that, and he won anyways.
I love to hear this.
They decided, hey, let's take the lump sum of $2.3 million. So after taxes, they got about $1.5 million. He says that after two cancer scares and now this, he knows he's a very lucky guy. So,
what a great story. That's amazing.
Gonna buy me a scratch off today. Mackenzie, what do you got for Monday motivation?
This is so cool. So Abby Fink, she thought she was texting a family friend, but she mistyped the number in a text to a stranger. So she was like, hey, brother, we are bringing your dinner tomorrow. I was wondering what time would be a good time. Well, it was to the wrong number, but it was to a guy named Bill who actually was on the other end. And he was jokingly like, ooh, what are you bringing me? Can't wait for that. So was like, oh, just kidding. You have the wrong number. She explained the text was meant for a family friend whose 4-year-old son, Noah, was fighting to stay alive. Now, instead of being like non-responsive or saying wish you the best, Bill, the stranger, immediately jumped in, says, how can I help? He jumped to rally his fans, like his family members and his friends on Facebook, to send gifts and cards to Noah. He even contacted a local charity who now wants to lend a helping hand as well. And I'm happy to report Noah is finally out of the ICU, but remains in the hospital. Lengthy recovery. He's got an illness. But how neat is this? Bill now plans the stranger to drop off a gift to meet the young boy. And the family's like, I think this text, Bill, this guy's like an angel because he's really helped the family out, all from a mistaken text.
I love that, because after it's like, wrong number, jerk.
Right.
What do you want? But this is a great story about somebody having some compassion and caring.
I love that.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Yeah. Pork chop, what do you got for Monday motivation?
4-year-old Chloe Land from Oregon is literally a superhero. Her poor little brother was born without an immune system or with like an immune deficiency, and he needs a bone marrow transplant. Siblings are usually only a 25% match. I mean, a match is hard to find in itself.
General.
Right.
But for a sibling, there is a 25% chance they could be a match. And little sister Chloe was a match, and they are scheduled to do the bone marrow transplant today.
Oh, wow. Yay. Well, that's sending all of our love and light. It's going to go amazing.
The best part about this is the picture. Like, they're just, the little girl is so sweet, and she's so happy. She's wearing, like, a Superman shirt.
So, yeah.
I love that. You got to give us an update and let us know how everything goes, man. Thank you, Mackenzie and Porkchop, for the Monday motivation. I'll put this all together and we'll put a swipe up link so you can see it on our Instagram. If you don't already follow us, go do that right now. It is Radio Now AM Show.